This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Show Larry Richard with entomologist, my buddy Dr. Chad Gore with Thrilic Pest Control. Doc, good morning.
Good morning.
You always know when we reach out, they're like, okay, what do these people want now? Right there. That's how it goes. Great story in the Post Gazette yesterday about Pittsburgh Pest. They're doing a series and they're talking about mosquitoes. I never realized there were 60 plus species of mosquitoes around here, but I guess they've been here for about 130 million years, so they predated us. Anyways,
yeah.
With the warmer, moist air, are we seeing a proliferation of mosquitoes here? West Nile has been detected in Allegheny County, so there is a real interest in this.
Yeah, for sure. We are definitely seeing a lot more mosquitoes this year, and I think it has to do with not only the warm weather, but also all the rainfall that we've been getting. I mean, since mosquitoes are a fly species, they require moisture in a certain part of their life cycle. So I think we're all probably pretty familiar with the little wigglers that are found in water and standing water. And anytime that that's around, you have the potential for a just kind of a bump in the mosquito population.
And so the concern is obviously more mosquitoes, more bites, and then give people a heads up on what they can do just around the house to mitigate it as much as possible.
Sure. Yeah. There's several things that you can do around the house. One of the most important things is to get rid of that standing water that might be supporting those larval stages of the mosquito. So anytime you have water that's standing around in, say, flower pots or in bird baths or even in the gutter, you want to get those taken care of. Of course, a bird bath, you want to have water in it, but you need to change that out periodically just so you don't get that organic debris that starts to build up in there and make a good habitat for mosquitoes.
And that said, do we have any idea why this tick population has really exploded in southwestern Pennsylvania in particular? I mean, when I grew up here, I don't remember people getting bit by ticks. I mean, it was really, really rare. What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, it's probably a number of things. Certainly, we're starting to see additional tick species enter the area. I'm seeing more of the Lone Star tick than I ever have before. And then there's also invasive species that are eventually making their way here. But the temperature and the length of the seasons are certainly helping with the tick populations.
Yeah, you're not experiencing the harsher winters that we have, although this past winter was the coldest in a decade, which helped. Mm-hmm. But there's still every time so many people, and for me, the first time I've ever had a tick bite that I was aware of, was just a few months ago. It's unsettling, to say the least.
Yeah, I mean, winter sometimes helps, But if you talk to any hunter, they'll tell you that they can pick up ticks even in the winter during hunting season. So certainly the winter will help with that.
Is there something you recommend? Because I know that people are very concerned, especially if they have young children, and they like to run around in the grass once in a while in the summer, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, there are some measures that you can take to at least reduce or mitigate some of the risk of being bit by a tick or even mosquito. So you want to take care of your environment. So like I said, with mosquitoes, reduce that standing water. But also, too, it's that tall standing grass for ticks that they really like, where they climb up and they're looking for a host to latch onto. But when outside, wear loose-fitting clothing, light-colored clothing, so that you can easily see any ticks that are maybe crawling on you. When you come inside, check the skin, especially behind the ears, behind the knees, the ankles, any place that might be exposed, check those for ticks. And certainly wear or consider wearing insect repellent. Those products that contain DEET or tend to be very good products at repelling both mosquitoes and ticks.
We're with Dr. Chad Gore, entomologist with Ehrlich Pest Control. That said, I haven't seen as many stink bugs that I have in previous years. Is that population dwindling?
Well, I don't know that it's necessarily dwindling. I think probably what's happening is there's more of kind of a balance taking place in nature. When something is new and introduced, you kind of have a little bit of period where, you know, nature just doesn't know what to do with it, I guess. But we are definitely seeing kind of a lull in stink bugs, even spotted lanternflies in some other place, in some other areas of Western Pennsylvania, where things are just kind of getting balanced out, I guess. I mean, they're still there. They're just not as problematic as they might have been, at least for the stink bugs.
All right, finally, spotted lantern flies. Where are we in the region with those?
Yeah, we definitely have them, continuing to have them throughout the area. There are some areas that, especially those areas where they were introduced early on a couple of years ago, we might be seeing a little bit of a decline in the pressures, but there's other areas kind of expanding out from that we are seeing a lot more. I've got a friend a couple who was just saying the other day that they're all over the place at their house. So they're definitely here. They're here to stay. How bad they are in the future, we'll have to just wait and see.
But in terms of stink bugs don't bite people, spotted lanternflies don't bite people either, do they?
Right. Yeah, neither one of those will bite you. But they are potential crop pests. So whether it's your backyard vegetable garden or an orchard or something like that, that's where the problem really becomes. And of course, they have the tendency to be a huge nuisance as well.
I've noticed more fireflies this summer than ever. They made a return. Where'd they go?
Yeah, they've been here. It's pretty incredible. Really happy about that. I actually saw them around my house, which was a first for me. They didn't really go anywhere. They've started to rebound, which is good. I'm not really sure what the rationale is for it, but I'm certainly happy about it.
All right, Chad, as always, appreciate your time. Thank you. Have a great rest of the summer.
Thank you, guys. You too.
All right, Dr. Chad Gore, entomologist with Ehrlich Pest Control. Coming up, we're going to check in with Alan Gamble, this I-279-576. She's got the details, right?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam!
This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.